Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Sarah Heiner back on the show. Her father started the Bottom Line newsletter in their basement 4 decades ago, and now she's the president of Bottom Line Publications. And they got a half a dozen publications and dozens of books that they publish, and one of them is their periodical, and it comes out called the Bottom Line Personal, and it's all about all the things that affect you in your lives. And she's our good friend Sarah Heiner. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on.
And I still can't get over my Bottom Line yearbook. Now, I've only got the 2015, because the 2016, I'm sure, is being written right now, right?
You know what? I will send it to you. 2016, it has been out. 2017
okay.
is being worked on.
Oh, okay. Well, then I am way behind
that. For the launch of that next fall, believe it or not.
This book is awesome.
Yeah.
The Bottom Line yearbook, folks. But the Bottom Line Personal, that's the periodical. And
of it is about, you know, yearbook and Bottom Line Personal is all about giving empowering information, quick, active, what can you do to be in control of your life?
Yeah.
And all straight from the experts.
A couple of things you guys have covered lately in the Bottom Line Personal is investing. And I like the report that you came out with on the return, the resurgence of value stocks. Tell the audience what that's all about.
Well, you know, value stocks have been very not sexy the last bunch of years. And you know, since the market has been... Pardon?
Why? Because they grow slow?
Well, because growth has been a better area for people to get better returns. You know,
because you can't click on your account every 5 minutes to see how your value stock is doing, right?
Well, no, value is, I'll call it.
It's like your house. You don't call
the race, right?
You don't call an appraiser every week and say how's my house doing today, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. But you know, people need a balanced portfolio. They need a mix in their portfolio. But in the last bunch of years, when interest rates have been so low and people's return on their investment has been so low, people have been moving toward growth stocks because that was a place where they were able to see a higher rate of return.
Growth stocks are where you expect to get profit from the growth of the share price.
Yes.
And growth stocks are more for return, more like clipping coupons, right? Like on a dividend side.
Well, you get dividends sometimes in growth, and they'll also have them in value stocks. So there, I mean, all sorts of people pay their dividends. But people were looking to invest in growth areas because that was a place, you know, when you're getting 1%, 2% return on your money and interest rates were so low, now people have their investment portfolios, and where are they able to get some power engine? So for the last 10 years, a lot of people have been moving to growth. And these have been companies, things like Amazon and Netflix and Nike and even like Keurig coffee, right? So, you know, one of those hot companies.
The sexy stocks,
exactly. You know, and we talk a lot about Tesla's a very sexy stock. It's really funny. Everybody loves that stock in terms of investing because it's sexy. All the investment gurus stay far away from Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a discussion for a different day.
Well, one of the reasons I like pumping up the value stocks a little bit is because, as you may know, I'm an arch enemy of the 90-day conference call. I think it's one of the worst things that's ever happens. I think it's one of the things that's killing capitalism, and value stocks, value companies. Value companies are more likely to plan long term and not get so exercised over the 90-day conference call. They may even be more likely to eschew the 90-day conference call, just to disregard them and to plan their businesses the way they think they need to run them. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I totally agree with you that, you know, short-term focus is deadly, and that's deadly throughout all of industry. And I watched that in my career, too, where, you know, companies were making development decisions based on where could they get the fast hit versus what was best.
Well, or worse, they get pressure from an analyst, and they say, okay, I can fix that. I'll just lay off 10,000 people.
Right. Or worse, they're looking at their own bonus structure And they can launch a new product so that they can hit their contract and get their own personal
bonus. Those are growth stocks are more likely to do that. Not all, but but in general. And so that's the reason why we're good for value.
Right. So, value,
so they're making a comeback, though, right? Why is that?
Value is definitely making a comeback. And, in fact, we have a publication totally dedicated to value called Bottom Line Money Masters with Vahan Janjigian. But this is so we did an article, though, in our latest issue of Bottom Line Personal, and that talked about how value is making a comeback. And as you said, it's kind of the large, unsexy, but infrastructure companies. So some of the top companies that are making comebacks are things like BP Oil and and International Paper and Oracle even, a big database
old
company,
school.
Which is as very old school, but very kind of... we got to have our databases. You got to have your paper. So International Paper, one of the unsexiest companies, and people would think that, you know, in the land of technology, that paper's going away. Well, here's the interesting thing. In the land of technology, paper not only is what you print stuff on, but it's what you ship stuff in.
That's right.
So
and
Amazon
paper,
needs a whole lot of cardboard.
Paper is not growing as much as it used to, but it is growing. The industry is growing.
Yes, and in fact, I always joke that, you know, print is going to be the savior of email. Right, everybody wants to go electronic, but you know, we're all drowning in email. So print is coming back in many ways,
right.
And our
yeah.
print business certainly is very solid. But yes, as you said, I mean, again, as the market starts to return a little bit, right? Recently, and when interest rates start to go up, now suddenly value is going to come because those growth companies were using low interest rates to invest in their company.
Yeah.
So when the
they've been doing a lot of things to strengthen their company on many levels, on the fundamental level and also on the financial level.
Yeah, well, the value companies have, right. But I'm saying the cost of money went up for the growth companies when interest rates started to go up. So all those value companies, and value doesn't mean that they're effective. Value really is a formulation, which means that the infrastructure, when you look at the inside numbers of the company, right, so their price-to-earnings ratio or what's called the price-to-book ratio, which is the value of the stock if you sold off all the tangible assets, is actually higher than people think it's worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a far more, I'll call it, scientifically based analysis. So as I said, you know, it wasn't sexy to buy BP. BP stock, British Petroleum, down 46% since its explosion in 2010.
Right.
But meanwhile, they've done a lot, and then besides this, the oil prices also killed that stock and killed all the oil industry stocks, right? But now BP they've done a lot on their infrastructure. They've done a
these
lot.
Are some of the, these are some of the stocks you probably should start looking at, folks.
These are the stocks.
And everybody knows what a Wall Street guru I am, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, I need your website, please.
Bottomlineinc.com.
Yeah, all right. So check that out, folks. Sarah Heiner and I will be right back. We're going to talk about an interesting phenomenon that you might have experienced lately and something called the 4% Classic. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.